This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I had to tell Cakes during a break. I warned him. I was during the last break. I was like, I'm going to the bathroom. I'm going to destroy it.
Yeah, it didn't faze me. I'm not care. Jason. Jason will not go. If there's somebody in the stalls, Jason walks in. He surveys the landscape, and then he'll just peel out and leave the bathroom.
Listen, I try to do the respectful thing. I flush a million times.
Understood,
so I don't hit you with the sounds. But I told Cakes that last night... I just ruined D's sleep. I probably ripped 20 farts. I don't know what was going on.
Poor Dina.
I have no idea what was going on. Just all night while I was sleeping.
You were Dutch ovening her all night long.
All night long. Like, I'm in the middle of sleep. Gross. I would be sleeping, and all of a sudden. So, I mean, when I came in, the toilet had no chance. I mean, something was brewing, I guess.
Yeah.
All night.
Certainly.
What'd you have to eat?
I don't even know. I mean,
you don't remember what you had?
I wasn't thinking about it.
It's probably the same. You talked about it last week. The coffee.
Everything's just messing me all up.
Yeah, your system is just in disarray right now.
Right. So I apologize. I actually can't wait.
Teresa wished she had that problem.
I can't wait to talk to her this morning if she realized how many I was ripping. Because I was just ripping them while I was sleeping.
See, that's one where you just let sleeping dogs lie.
Don't bring it up.
Yeah, why would you bring it up? Unless she may bring it up.
I'm genuinely curious.
Well, hopefully she was just in such a deep sleep, she didn't realize what was happening.
She
just
never said anything.
That's gross.
I mean, I was ripping them cakes. And I wasn't doing it on purpose.
Yeah,
it
just happened.
It just happened. Mm-hmm. The other thing I wanted to just mention briefly. It's funny that I like to share my farts with you.
We're so lucky.
I think I've been fired from my son's job where he wanted me to shoot their headshots. I've been fired already because the dates didn't work out. The dates that I'm available didn't work out. And then finally he just said, we're going to get a kid that we know to do it for $150.
Okay.
I would have paid $150 for the kid to do it. I was stressed out more than $150.
You don't want any part of it. I understand that.
I was like, why didn't you tell me from the beginning that was an option?
It's a lot of pressure on you.
Yeah, so I've been fired from that.
Okay.
But believe me, that saves me a whole weekend.
Yeah.
I actually thought I was going to have to buy some extra equipment for it.
Right.
So
you're
I'm
good.
Out on the headshot
you're
business.
Set.
Yeah, I don't have to do it.
Good to go. Good for you.
I'm very excited about that. Speaking of out, it looks like... Hooters is on the verge of being out.
That's trouble.
And we've talked about this. It's been a kind of a theme for a while that Hooters, have they actually filed for bankruptcy? Or are they on the brink of it?
Sounds like they're on the brink.
I think they're on the brink. Yeah, they're
going
to file.
About it. I know Devin Booker said he wanted to save Hooters.
So Devin Booker's a big Hooters guy.
I don't know if he's a big Hooters guy,
hey,
but he tweeted about it.
He must be.
I mean, is he doing a bit? Has he gone to Hooters a bunch in the past and he just loves it?
So
the product?
People that go to Hooters, and it's fine, but it's just not in my rotation. Do people go like to watch football? Is that kind of what you would do?
Yeah, sports bar.
All right, but what if there's not football on or something?
But they also have really good wings.
They go for NASCAR.
Why not have wings?
Or baseball.
And then just to be around hot chicks.
Any regular
obviously.
Sports bar.
You act like people don't like going to bars. Newsflash.
I like going to bars, but I don't know. I have such a hostility towards the pantyhose. I don't like the pantyhose.
It colors everything
for you. It just bothers me. I don't like the pantyhose. But like, just set that aside. Like a normal person that would go to Hooters.
They like being around the hot chicks and then getting the wings. It's that combination.
Maybe restaurants are just dead. Maybe it's just a dead category. I don't know.
Well,
is there anything
Devin
like
Booker
that
in particular
that's similar?
That's to Hooters?
Yeah, there's a similar.
Is there like a Twin Peaks?
Yeah, Twin Peaks.
Tilt and
Twin
Kilt,
Peaks?
I believe,
well,
is another restaurant.
What was the one that used to have the panties on? They made a movie about it or something.
Coyote Ugly?
Coyote Ugly. That was, isn't that kind of like that?
It's more a bar concept than.
Bar concept.
Yeah.
That wasn't
than
for
a
men,
restaurant.
Though.
Hey, look.
Yeah, that was for either.
Look. The combination of hot women and food
is
what's bringing people to Hooters or even a place like Sup Dogs. There's a reason why, Brett, if you look at Sup Dogs' Twitter, you just see the pictures not of like guy servers, they're attractive women servers.
Of course. Jeez. But first of all, they don't make them wear pantyhose.
Hey, bad for Hooters, good for Sup Dogs.
Hey,
that's why
been,
Brett has to approach
I haven't
it.
Been to a Hooters probably in
20 years.
12, 15 years.
I haven't been to Hooters
years.
Literally no, since the Junks TV
No, I
filming.
Went after that.
I don't think I've been to one since.
It's what been, did you go for? What was the
occasion? My buddy Andy likes going.
Oh.
He's like, hey, let's meet at Hooters today. I said, all right.
So that's his thing.
For lunch or happy hour.
So
or something.
Andy likes to go, like after you play golf or something, he likes to go
I can't remember
wings.
What it might have been, yeah.
I don't even understand, like...
People
don't go there like
I think we went
for
once.
Dinner.
I think we went
no,
once.
They go for beers
No, we
and
went
wings,
for a happy
like for the most
hour.
Part.
Yeah, yeah.
People do go for dinner.
I guess some people go for dinner, but I don't know if I'd ever think of going to Hooters to eat dinner. I'd go to have wings
you go
and
to,
have a beer.
If you go to Hooters for dinner.
It's not that different than going to, and we all like this place, Green Turtle. How's it different than going to the Green Turtle?
I would put the Green Turtle's food a few notches above Hooters.
One like, has big jugs.
Yeah.
Right.
Look, I think if the food was that good, there's no way they'd be filing for bankruptcy.
Well, the food's
bankruptcy.
Not that good.
That's what I mean. Restaurant business is brutal.
That's what I'm saying. So
right.
If the food was
I mean,
better.
I think Hooters had a great run.
They had a great run.
They had an amazing
great run.
There's 420 of them in the country.
Still?
Apparently.
What about the one in Rockville? That shut?
That's been shuttered for years.
So there's not. It's gone.
I mean, I don't think it. Shut down and moved to a new location.
I think
it just
at one point it
shut
did.
Down.
I think at one point it moved across the street and then
maybe it did, but I don't think they're still
think
open for business.
I think it's gone.
So
too.
Devin Booker in particular in 2012, so 12, 13 years ago, he tweeted, "I'm thinking Hooters tonight with the fellas."
So is that me?
So he's always been a fan. Just
Valdez,
somebody
is
went
that
and looked
what you
back.
And your boys do? Any of your boys like to
well,
go to
Hooters? Well, Drab just said, "Let's get all the boys going to Hooters this week
to try to save it." Should we do a campaign to save Hooters? Maybe it's a bit we could do.
Sure, yeah. I mean,
you want to do a free appearance at Hooters to try to save it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, someone buy me some wings.
I mean, yeah. Well, if we did an appearance,
I mean, they should pay us in
wings.
Pay us in wings and beer.
No, if we did a free appearance and brought a bunch of people there. We could try to save Hooters.
I think they closed
maybe
the one.
I'll let you save Hooters.
Did they maybe we should jump on this.
Did they close the one in Rockville?
That's
no.
What
used to be
in
Rockville.
I'm pretty sure
no,
it's
the
closed.
The only one in Maryland that was closed is the one in Baltimore.
Oh, so they Rockville Hooters is still a thing? It's still open?
I know at one point
according
they moved
to
across the street.
According to this article, the only one in Maryland that was... Well, this was 2024. I'm
okay.
Sorry. So maybe in 25 it's closed.
Well, I mean, it's only been... I don't know.
I know they moved across the street.
Moved across the street. I don't know if it's still there or not.
The last Hooters to be shuttered will be the one in Chantilly. That's the one I went to.
It's
popping all the time.
Right. What about the one at Fairfax?
Fairfax is nice, too. It's newer, but it's small.
I just Googled Hooters Rockville, yeah. And there's a big red bar underneath that says
gone.
Permanently closed.
Oh, it's done. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It closed just until like 1 p.m. today. It's closed.
I put in my zip code, and it says the closest, and I live in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Yeah. Fairfax.
Yeah. I think people.
Although there is one in Laurel.
Yeah.
Oh. Shocker.
Yeah, we should go there to
do
save
the one in Laurel. To save it.
Well, yeah. That is
that would,
natural.
That would make the big.
That's a come, natural fit.
Yeah. Come full circle.
Is there a way? Hold on. Let's noodle this, Valdez. You're good at this.
Okay.
Is there a way we could save Hooters and we could jump on the campaign?
Save the entire company.
We're not going to be able to save Hooters.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
They closed 12% of their stores.
Well, how about we just save the local one? Well, save one on the local
which
ones.
Is the one that's in the most trouble.
Well, you should have gone to the one in Rockville.
Yeah.
It's a little too late.
It's a little too late.
It's done. It's over.
Or the one in Baltimore on Light Street.
I think people go to Hooters and they say, hey, let's go to Hooters. They say it like kind of tongue in cheek.
Like it's
like the joke's there, but no one really says it. That makes sense.
But some people swear by their wings.
I'm sure.
Like, I know people who say their wings are amazing.
How can you screw up wings? I'm sure they're fine.
Yeah, but some people have better wings than others.
You can screw up wings.
I don't know. You
act like all wings are equal.
I've had bad wings before.
You think all wings are equal?
I've had bad wings before. I'm not going to say the establishment where I had them because you never know who's going to be a potential sponsor.
I don't know. I guess
who's got really good wings?
I'm not that.
Lido Pizza has excellent wings. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just saying that because they're sponsoring the text line. Their wings are really good.
Hooters has very distinct wings.
Who?
Hooters.
Yeah. What's distinct about them?
Sauce.
Sauce and the crunch on it.
And I think their flats have like the extra thing poking out.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
I generally like anybody's
you sound like
wings.
An expert on
as long as
wings.
It's not too spicy, I generally will like your wings. They're chicken. I mean, I'll probably like it.
Kind of a noob take you had that everybody has good wings. Yeah. I'm kind of surprised.
That
takes you down on the palate.
Not a big wings charge. Guy. That's what he tells me, not a wings guy.
I'm not a huge, if you order wings, I'll probably like them unless they're spicy. If they're spicy,
not
I won't
very
like
discerning.
Them.
If you
not
want to chime in,
wings guy.
Yeah. 800-636-1067. How do you feel about the potential collapse of Hooters as they may be facing bankruptcy?
Nobody really cares. That's why it's failing. It's a failing industry.
Yeah, if any of us in this room had been to one in the last 20 years, maybe they wouldn't be insolvent.
Yeah, you know how you save Hooters? You have them take off their shirts.
Right. Wow. That seems like an extreme measure, but maybe.
How about we somehow tie in lose the pantyhose? If they lose the pantyhose, maybe we
could save. That's what's going to save them?
Maybe we could save the franchise. Yeah, nobody wants to go see a bunch of girls walking around in pantyhose.
I think you're focusing on the wrong part of the waitress.
It bothers me. It bothers me.
Why?
I don't know.
It's because they're faking it?
It just bothers him. You can't get past it.
I don't like pantyhose.
Clearly.
Isn't that the normal? I mean, you love pantyhose?
No, but like if I'm a horny guy that goes to Hooters, I'm not going to walk in and say, those pantyhose don't really do it for me. I'm leaving.
But look, the reality is the restaurant business is brutal. I'm looking at the top restaurants that closed in 2024.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that the franchise went down, but like Denny's shut down 150 restaurants.
Sure.
Yeah.
Denny's way greater than Hooters.
TGI Fridays shut down a bunch.
Shake Shack shut down a bunch. Yeah. Noodles and Company.
Dude, well, I go to a noodle.
I would agree.
I love Noodles and Company.
Noodles and Company.
I love it. I do. I love it.
You're going to go in and just get mac and cheese?
No, you get whatever. I get their mezza, whatever, platter, whatever it is. But no one's ever in there.
It's a nubs concept.
How about Boston Market? Boston Market.
Well, that one, I think
it's heyday.
I think they might have three.
In its heyday, they had 300 restaurants.
Yeah. Well, they have like
as of March last year, it was down to 27.
Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, Boston Market.
There might still be a holdout in like the Aspen Hill Shopping Center. Maybe.
There used to be one right by your old Toys R Us where you used to work.
In the G-Burg?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a Panera now or something else.
Are the Hooters individually owned?
I'm sure they're franchised out.
So why would the one in, let's just say, Centerville or Chantilly, which is always popping, why would that ever close?
If it's always busy, maybe they could stay open. But I mean, they probably need the big company for support for certain stuff.
I would just think that not every single Hooters has to close down.
I don't know how that works. That's
they
got to
get their supply, the supply chain.
Yeah.
I mean, wasn't
Hooters? Why can't you get it? You still get it.
Hooters was so popular in its heyday, they had an airline for a short period of time.
That's a great point.
Do you remember that? I mean, probably 15 to 20 years ago.
Well, don't they got a NASCAR? Who drives the Hooters car?
Oh, I don't think. Is there still a Hooters car?
I don't know.
There was for a long time.
Wasn't
there
a casino or at least a hotel in Vegas?
Tropicana was associated with it.
I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's bring out somebody's calls. Let's go to John Herndon. John, what's up?
I just want to let you know that there's international Hooters as well. I lived in Japan for about 30 years.
Yeah.
It was about 26 Hooters.
Yeah? Did they wear pantyhose there, too?
He's obsessed.
Oh, the uniform is exactly the same. Let's just say up top it's a little less.
Oh, okay. Right. I get you.
Okay. All right, and I know I'm not supposed to talk about farting, but really? We're going to talk about farting? I'm done.
I'm sorry. I had to. Let's go
just
to
part
Ben.
Part of our daily lives.
In Silver Spring. Ben, what's up?
Hey, Hooters, I've always loved their wings. We used to go there and order 100 wings. We have like 8
How
people.
Much? How much would that be?
100 wings. It was a long time ago. It was like $50. But, you know, you mentioned Lido, and the thing about their wings, they're still the big wings. They're really nice and plumpy, and they got a great sauce.
Is that true?
Yeah, they're good.
So other chains. Sweet. And there's little dinky, like, burned-up pieces of junk.
Yeah.
Lido's still got good wings.
Lido has robust wings.
The Laurel is still open.
Mm.
The Laurel one is open?
I think so. It was open about a year ago.
Well, a lot of things could happen in a year.
Attractions in Laurel.
No. Like I said, you're right. A lot of things could happen in a year, yeah, but...
Ben, you live in Silver Spring, right? Why on earth would you ever drive to Laurel?
Well, I work in College Park. So,
what do you do in College Park?
When the kid was still living at home, she went to some of these places like over near there.
Yeah.
Drop them off at like that laser tag place. What am I going to do for an hour and a half? Go to Hooters and get a ham and cheese sandwich and wings.
All right, makes sense. Makes sense.
But we hang out with some friends and we go to Lido all the time. We get some pizza, but we go there for the wings now.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Ben.
Ben knows his wings. He's a wings expert.
Cut that up and send it to the sales rep for Lido.
Send that out.
Let's go to Kirk. Kirk, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Thanks for taking the call, buddy. Yep. How you doing?
Yeah, okay, good. What's up?
Good. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that Hooters in Rockville were shut down by an agreement with the county after one of their patrons was gotten too inebriated by the bartender, wouldn't cut him off, and had a fatal accident with a family.
Oh, so it was like a tragedy. Oh. That's the reason.
Overserved.
Yeah, so the county said you gotta shut it down. Oh, you know, and that was the reason why they're no longer there.
Oh, so they probably were still doing business.
They were doing a huge business.
I Googled
it. Used to
it.
Be farther up on the pike and then moved to a new location, and they weren't there long.
The guy who was overserved struck and killed a MoCo police officer.
Oh, wow.
It's a horrible story.
That is a horrible story. All right, so that's
why. I hate to bring things down on a lighthearted segment, but
are there
that comedy pyramid?
I just destroyed the comedy pyramid. I apologize.
Are there others that we know of that did shut down? That was the only one we know, right? You say Chantilly's still there.
I mean,
you say
Fairfax is Manassas.
I think Manassas
boots
shut down.
Manassas did.
Iconic. Yeah.
That's an iconic
Manassas
spot.
Manassas did.
Unsettling, the thing is, Manassas, I just drove through there the other day, first time in a long time. They have every chain known to man.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
probably hard to survive. They literally every chain.
that's what they're known for.
For their chains.
Well, Sudley business, whatever. I was going to
say,
I mean,
Sudley Road.
I was going to say, Battlefield.
No.
It's fast casual battlefield out there.
For the slop of fast food restaurants.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you want, they have.
I was going to say, a Civil War.
But there's so many construction workers and contractors
it's
that
the
come through there.
Of,
I would think Manassas would survive because there's so many freaking people.
Right. I don't know, man. I'm willing to jump on a campaign. I haven't been there in 20 years, but I'm willing to jump on a campaign to save Hooters.
I don't know why you wouldn't go to the Laurel Hooters today and just stand outside and wave a flag.
Back
saying,
it up a little bit. Go
the
there for
Laurel
Hooters.
Let me see. Go to Hooters and stand outside there with a sign or go play golf.
It's a
I think
tough
I'm
going to
go play golf. You got to give me a better reason than that.
I understand.
But maybe, am I the only person bothered by the pantyhose?
I think you are. I think I haven't heard one other person
doesn't bother
call
me.
And say I stopped going to Hooters because the waitresses.
I never
wear
really
pantyhose.
Thought about it.
It just always bugged me. They wear those little shorts and then they got the pantyhose.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see skin.
Yeah, you want to see pimples and skin blemishes and all that stuff.
Well, don't hire those people. Do what Brett does.
They cover up the imperfections, EB.
Yeah, don't hire those people. Yeah, I don't know.
These fried pickles look silly, though. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I love fried pickles.
Well, then you should go to Hooters.
Are they known for
the
fried pickles?
If you join Hoot Club Rewards, you get free fried pickles.
Now, fried pickles, I'm not a connoisseur. I just love them. I mean,
nobody's a connoisseur of fried pickles.
Maybe. There might be some place that has really good ones.
Dipped in fat and deep fried.
Well, that's what I generally think wings are. But
well, they are, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how it's that different.
I mean, wings much higher on the appetizer hierarchy than fried pickles.
They're more popular.
Yeah.
800-636-1067 is the number you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. We're the junkies.
Keep it here.
So the NFL Combine is here, set to begin this week. And Shedeur Sanders, one of the top quarterbacks, is catching some heat. Ian Rappaport put out a tweet. Some people said that, you know, we're criticizing Rappaport for putting out too friendly, like an agent-friendly tweet. But he tweeted out, Colorado quarterback, potential top pick Shedeur Sanders, plans to focus on his interviews with teams at the NFL Scouting Combine, helping them continue to learn him as a person. He'll allow his 4 years of film to speak loudly, then throw it his pro day with four draftable CU wide receivers.
It seems reasonable. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with the tweet and what's wrong with the logic?
I think people are upset that he's not throwing. They think he's a wimp, for lack of a better word, for not doing it. The thing is, this is what happens
every year.
Who threw last year? Didn't just like one guy throw?
Yeah.
Well, McCarthy was there.
Standard. I don't think Jaden threw at the combine.
No, he didn't.
This is standard.
McCarthy was there.
A lot of these guys wait till their pro days.
Yeah, unless you, like, if you have something to prove, but he's like going to be one of the top two quarterbacks.
This happens every single year.
Yeah. He's going to throw.
Is Cam Ward throwing at the combine?
Don't know. Rappaport hasn't tweeted that. I mean, I doubt he is.
If you know you're going to be one of the top two or guys, you know, quarterbacks taken, why? I mean, what's the point? He played a ton of college football, ton.
So people are criticizing Rappaport because it's an agent-friendly kind of tweet.
Right.
Well, everything these guys get is from the agents.
Sometimes it's from the GMs.
I think for the most part.
Wasn't Rappaport like Ron Rivera's puppet? Wasn't that his guy?
Can't remember. I think it was.
I think he was.
I think it was Rappaport.
But look, it's a quarterback dry draft for the most part.
He's going to be one or two amongst quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, there's desperate teams. Someone's going to take him in the top six, I would think.
I don't have any problem with what he's doing. In fact, you know, we talked about it. So some players did arrive yesterday. The registration and team interviews and all that stuff starts today. Today. So they are basically up and running.
Oh, yeah. It lists today as the first day of the combine, but you're not going to get the drills that you'll watch on TV until a couple of days from now.
Yeah.
But, you know, last year, I remember, as we mentioned, none of the top guys threw. And then I remember Sam Hartman ran the 40. He was like the only quarterback that ran the 40.
Yeah. Yeah. I just typed in the top, like, combine, like, names, like top prospects. And I think it was on USA Today, Michael Middlehurst, he just put out an article about an hour ago. And these are the top names that he throws out. It looks like a lot of receivers. They you know.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of receivers.
A lot of receivers. They typically participate.
Now, some of them might not go do the drills. They might just run the 40.
Right.
Or vice
versa. If you're going to do the drills, you might as well run the 40.
Yeah.
Right. If you're going to run the 40, you might as well do the drills. But it looks like they think Travis Hunter is going to participate. Now that could be one.
He's
going to
be participating though as a corner.
Okay, that's fine. But I want to see him run. I want to see him jump. I get so psyched for the jump. I get for vertical and for.
Here's what you should be looking at though. Did you see the tweet from Ryan Fowler? I think this came out last week. @_ Ryan Fowler, another underscore.
Yeah.
The trait that Peters looks for, at least in his first draft, is the short shuttle.
Yeah, yeah.
Where players' ability to quickly change direction and accelerate.
Yeah.
He took Sandra Still, who had the second highest time in that, and Luke McCaffrey, who had the third best time in short shuttle.
Luke did?
So that's what he's looking
Luke
for.
Luke did, yep.
Change the direction. No, yeah,
so
totally.
That's one that Adam Peters, like, look at who runs the short shuttle well.
Right.
Peters might be dialing in on those guys.
Also, Sandstrill had a great college resume.
Right.
100%.
He's a national champion.
Well, he's a ridiculous athlete.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a fantastic athlete.
They're saying Isaiah Bond probably won't, you know, approach what Worthy did last year.
But it'll be close.
But he could be close.
Yeah, he can move.
That he's a former Georgia high school track champion, transferred from Alabama. I guess at one point he ran a 10-4 100. So they don't think he can approach the 4.21, but yeah, he's going to put up a low number.
He's small. He's a small dude.
Yeah. He only had 34 catches.
But they're, man, I was watching the indoor track championships yesterday. Mm-hmm. These guys are so freaking fast. I mean, I can't believe how fast these guys are. Can't remember who won the
event were you watching?
I was just watching the 100.
Well, the 100 is sick.
But I can't remember who won it. But man, these guys were freaking rolling.
You know, Shador Sanders, he has been kind of disrespected because they say he doesn't have this elite arm, mm-hmm, and they say that he doesn't have the elite athleticism. And I think Rappaport is getting the criticism because it does sound like what an agent would say, speak for itself, that sort of thing.
Sure.
But 64 touchdown passes the last two seasons at Colorado with only 13 picks. He's put up some great numbers.
Numbers are great, and his completion percentage went up from 2 years ago to last year.
What do they say about
a 74% completion percentage?
You know, listen, we all know you don't have the best arm.
Yeah.
Does he anticipate? Does he make those tight window throws, or were guys just wide open?
I don't think he has the elite talent at Colorado. I mean, he got better, but
didn't play a real tough schedule either. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the teams that they played are just not very good. Mm-hmm. But his numbers were. He's played a ton of college football.
Right.
And that's what you huge. Like. You like, he's, I like I mean, that. He's a 4-year starter.
Right.
But so he's probably played.
I need to know how he processes.
Probably played 50 games.
He seems like he makes pretty good decisions, 64-13.
Yeah. And his completion percentage was, 74?
74% this year.
He may not have elite athleticism like his dad, but he was plenty athletic when the few times I watched him.
See, he's played. How many games has he played? It was 2 years. It was 50.
Yeah, that's. I think Jaden was at 56.
That's approaching Jaden's territory.
But you know, like Drake May only had 26.
Yeah.
And JJ McCarthy only had 28 or 29.
Right.
Yeah, so, but Shador really struggled more against better competition. I mean, accuracy is definitely his strong point, but he does take the thing they always said about him is that he would take sacks to avoid throwing incompletions.
A weakness here, it says, much too willing to take a big sack instead of throwing it away.
Isn't that what they say about Jaden sometimes?
So he could learn that, though, right?
Well, I know, but they say stat padding that he refuses to throw interceptions.
He was sacked 5 times against Nebraska. Nebraska was probably the best team he played last year, and they got pummeled. But he was sacked 5 times against them. Baylor got him 8 times. Kansas State, good team, ranked, got him 6 times.
I would think you could coach that out of a kid.
But you know what? He played Oklahoma State. They suck. Kansas sucked. Utah wasn't as good. Texas Tech, Cincinnati wasn't as good. Central Florida, Colorado State, well, they're pretty good.
All right, it's not the elite, but they're still, I mean, those are Division I athletes. I mean, they're
I know.
Athletes.
I'm just saying the schedule just wasn't that brutal.
This if week, throwing this jumps his out, has completions on tape that will be interceptions in the pros.
Yeah.
Okay.
According to one scout.
Yeah, I mean, this is according to NFL.com. I mean, every player has strengths and weaknesses.
But you know what? It's there's so many quarterback starved teams. Someone's going to take them.
Of course, he'll be top 5 or top 6.
Yeah.
Might go top 3.
Now, maybe he doesn't start week 1. Maybe he won't be ready to do that. Mm-hmm. But he's going to end up being a starter. We'll see how long it lasts.
If you throw in his numbers at Jackson State, he finishes his collegiate career with 134 touchdowns to just 27 picks.
The prospect grade they give him on NFL.com is a 6.3. Which says, according to this grade legend, will starter? Eventually be a plus starter. Eventually.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I mean, 8 is the perfect prospect. And if you're graded like a 5-6 or a 5 in
your
that
backup,
you're like bottom of the roster or practice squad.
Right, what is Cam Ward? What's his number?
I'll have to look him up.
Cam I'm curious Ward. What Jaden's was a year ago.
Oh, that's good.
Cam Ward, they have graded as a 6.39, will eventually be plus starter.
So both of them are on the
both
same?
Both are in the same range.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess Jaden's grade from last year is higher than that.
Yeah.
But that's just a guess. I don't know.
I don't know. Trying to find it.
Drabby, would you draft, if you were a quarterback star of team, would you draft Shador in the top 5?
I'm definitely intrigued by him. I just think that is more of the ultimate coin flip with him, where you just 50-50 shot.
Who's
maybe
he remind you of? Give me a player that's like 50-50 like that. Like a Michael Penix or
think,
something?
I think Cam Ward's.
Penix had a bigger arm. But
I think Cam Ward's the same way. I think Cam Ward's 50-50.
Yeah. I haven't seen him enough to know.
I like that he's a pocket passer. I like he's got a good accuracy. Just having a little bit of a noodle arm kind of
that
worries
scares
me.
You.
Yeah.
The prospect grade for Jaden Daniels was a 6.73, year one starter.
Almost identical.
No, no, 6.39.
I thought you said 6.72
before. 6.39
was the other. Like 6.3 or 6.4 range. Yeah.
But fairly close. I think if you get a grade as eventually a plus starter, that's pretty good. Well, get one that bombed. Give me one that was a high first round pick recently.
Daniel Jones.
Yeah, look up Daniel Jones.
I'll see if I can find it.
That'll be hard to find. But I feel like Daniel Jones went higher than anticipated.
He did.
In the draft. So
oh,
his
yeah.
grade probably is not going to be that great, like when he was coming in. Give me another one.
Trey Lance.
Trey Lance. That's a good one.
Daniel Jones's grade was a 6.3.
So that's
will eventually be
that's
plus
equal.
Starter.
Yeah. Minus starter.
Minus starter.
All right, one last one. Look up your boy Trey Lance.
Trey Lance.
He had moments against Washington.
And also look up Darnold. Because Darnold is like, if you put him around the right talent, he could be a plus starter.
I just saw on ESPN that the Rams have told Stafford
to look for other
that his agent can look and explore market value.
Wow.
Trey Lance, prospect grade, 6.47, will become good starter within 2 years.
Bam.
It's a little higher than Shador.
Yeah, these are not, obviously.
That's how hard it is.
Stone.
That's a red flag.
That's how hard it is to play that freaking position.
It's brutal.
I mean, the hardest job in the world.
You could put up great numbers in college, get these great ratings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, plus starter, yada, yada, yada. And some of these
second
guys,
or third stringer,
some of these guys are backups within 3 years.
Hey, friends, looking to upgrade your office game? Well, then swing by PVI Office Furniture, where they've got everything that you need to take your workspace from the bench right to the big leagues. Whether you're drafting up the next great genius idea or you just need a power play when it comes to comfort, PVI's got the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories, too. Mention the fan, and you score 15% off your in-store purchase. So don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champion. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity nets you that hat trick. Visit us at PVIPVI.com because business grows with PVI.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Remember, you can always text us on the Lido Pizza text line. We love Lido Pizza, local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text 1-800-636-1067, standard message, and data charges may apply.
I definitely had dinner at Lido Pizza in College Park last night.
Nice.
Oh, you were there?
Dropping my son off.
Yeah.
Had a gyro with the side pasta salad. Delicious. Almost as delicious.
Been there many times.
Very good. And I had a gift card, too, which came up big.
Oh, love gift cards.
It's fantastic. Love it.
Well, Steve Smith Sr., who we all know from playing wide receiver in the NFL for years. Mm-hmm. I think he's with the NFL Network.
Yes.
We interviewed him at least once at one Super Bowl.
That was
very fiery guy.
I think that was in Detroit.
He's actually a little guy.
He's like 5'9 or 5'10.
Yeah, he's pretty little for a guy as tough as he is.
Yeah.
But very competitive, very fiery, and apparently very horny.
Oh, yeah. Well, likes to get it in. That's Steve
club.
Smith Jr.
So, right about these?
The story that came out this weekend is, and I'm not sure the timeline is telling Jason, I thought I saw that this happened several years ago, but for whatever reason, the husband of this woman who was part of the Ravens, they call it the marching squad. Yeah. I don't know if she's in the marching band.
You know who's in that? Tommy's wife. Yeah. Laura was in the marching band. Yeah, I think she played the...
Yeah, she did.
I think she played the trumpet or the saxophone.
Hope
I think
she doesn't have Steve Smith's number in her phone.
You better call Tommy and make sure it wasn't his wife.
Yeah, call Tommy Horsecamp immediately. Yeah.
Well, I guess the husband of this woman found some text messages, and he just put Steve Smith on blast. I'll just say that Steve Smith was sexting her, and she was sexting him back, and he discovered it. And then there's also audio of him calling Steve Smith. Steve Smith answers, and the guy like says, "Hey, I got the receipts, blah, 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 blah."
Yeah.
And says, "What do you got to say about that?" And Steve Smith says, "I'm sorry," and then just goes silent.
He just said sorry.
Cricketville.
I think he was on the line for another 20, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It has to be an awkward call to make and to take.
Yeah. So Jason asked if Steve Smith was married. So he's been married for years and has four kids.
Mm-hmm.
But he was with the Ravens for a couple of seasons. And I guess he established this relationship with this woman who also has a kid with her husband. And everything just went public.
Mm.
That's bad.
But you said this happened 10 years ago?
I saw one story. I mean, I'd have to double check.
No. Recently, ongoing. This is the guy just posted.
I was going to say, well, that doesn't make any sense.
No, the guy just posted this.
Yeah,
that makes more sense.
I know he just posted it.
I mean, maybe he did. He just did. He start dating her when he played with the Ravens, and it's been going on like
that's possible.
For 10 years, like
that's possible.
Maybe it's,
because I was thinking he probably met her when it. You know, I mean, even was when he was commentating on a game or when he was a player.
Right.
I mean, he was with the Ravens from 14 to 16.
Maybe I just misread it because I thought I saw that that's when the affair happened.
Well, that's probably when
it started.
He could have stumbled. He's probably known her for 10 years.
Or he stumbled onto an old affair.
He rekindled something from back in the day.
I don't know. There's no way. 10 years ago. Yeah. No. He's probably been hollering at her off and on for 10 years.
And he was just doing a marching band bit in September with
her. He was?
Yeah.
With her?
Oh, he was on the field wearing the conductor uniform.
Yeah, they dressed him up, and he was doing the whole.
For which team?
Did he have a baton, or did he have something else in his hand?
He climbed the ladder.
He was on the stage. Apparently, he's got a baton.
He's got a couple batons. Yeah. Got one big one. That's hilarious. That's awful. I mean, I don't know. You want to revel in that?
Well,
it's terrible.
Here's a question I have. Here's a question I have, though. So. I think the husband's name's Tony Martinez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Should he have aired this in public? He's got a kid.
I don't know.
Like, it's one thing to confront the man who's cheating.
Some people decide to do it that way.
On your wife.
Because that's how pissed
off
he is.
It's more of an attention grab than anything. I don't know.
Well, and he's pissed
off. Like, it doesn't serve.
He wants
his
people
kid?
To know. He wants people to know that someone on TV is doing this. That's how angry he is.
Yeah.
I could see that. But she's an idiot too for leaving the text messages on her phone.
Yeah.
I mean, she was sloppy. She's just so sloppy work.
She's an idiot.
Yeah.
But maybe she wanted to get caught. I don't know.
I think he wanted to embarrass Steve Smith. I mean, if he just, you know, amongst his circle of friends, they know. Nobody cares.
Right.
But now the whole world
knows, yeah.
You know,
now
Steve
NFL,
Smith is
NFL
kind of
Network
a scumbag.
Knows.
Yeah. And he maybe wants to ruin his marriage.
He says, Steve Smith has been, you know what, my wife. I got receipts, you nasty AF Steve. Hope your wife gets paid. That's what he said to him.
Mm.
What, did he text him that or did he tweet him that?
I don't know. Maybe both.
Probably.
Did you see, this is apropos of nothing, but in the celebrity world, that A-Rod hit some big half-court shot? At Bucknell, of all places.
Why is he at Bucknell? What's he doing there?
So supposedly a couple of his business partners that are with him, I guess, to maybe buy the T-Wolves. Isn't he already like a minority owner? Maybe they're already.
He definitely owns part of the T-Wolves. Yeah. I don't know how
big
a percentage.
He's on the verge, I guess they say, of becoming a majority owner.
Ah.
Okay. And I guess a couple of his business partners, one of them at least, is a Bucknell grad.
Mm.
So he was doing like a forum there. He was talking about business or whatever. And they had him at the game, and I don't know how A-Rod ends up taking the shot for the kid.
Like he's a proxy shooter.
But somehow he takes the shot, and he hits freaking half quarter for the kid, and wins him $10,000.
Incredible,
nice score.
And the kid, was that the kid who ended up running across the court and jumping on him that he won
must
for?
Must have been.
Yeah,
it must have been.
It was pretty funny.
But can you imagine? I mean, I drive by Bucknell all the time on my way up to, you know, New York.
Is that Lewistown, PA? What's that, Lewisburg or Lewiston?
Maybe it's Lewisburg. I don't know. Yeah. You drive right by it on one of the roads. I don't know if it's 15. I don't know what the hell road it is.
By the way, back to the Steve Smith situation.
You would never imagine seeing A-Rod there.
No. Yeah, the husband who puts his wife on blast for cheating with Steve Smith, he clearly took control of her phone because he tweeted from her account. Right. Unless you think she did this. No. Hi, I'm Nicole Martinez, though I won't be a Martinez much longer. You see, I've been cheating on my husband, and I've been doing so with the very famous Steve Smith Sr.
That's him.
Picks attached for reference. Yeah. Exactly. He goes, I had him hidden under 3, but that's been fixed. My husband bought me a house. He stood by my side after I'd been arrested twice for domestic violence.
Ooh.
And this is how I repay him and our son. There's plenty of messages here, Steve. Crazy the kind of revealing messages celebrity will send. Baltimore Ravens, I'm also a member of your band. I believe I violated some fraternization rules by hooking up with Steve at the training facility.
He's on a crash at Burton. Like, he's just going to just light her whole life on fire.
Kids call that a crash out.
Is that what that is?
That's what it's called.
By the way, according to the couple's
major crash out.
According to the couple's wedding page, they met on Tinder in 2020 and had a son the following year.
Tinder relationship.
Oh, you mean the Martinez's
smoke.
Met? Yes. Yeah. So I'm guessing, though, that he knew her from back in the day. Yeah. Maybe not. Maybe he just met her when they did the bit.
Could be.
Who knows?
When they did the bit.
Know, she's the ultimate Ravens fan. She's willing to hook up former wide receiver like that.
Yeah.
She's a bigger fan than you.
Yeah.
Let's go to D Woods. He says he may know something about the Steve Smith story. D, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up,
good,
D?
How are you?
Hey, good, good. Hey, can Valdez root for a class in your organization? I mean, so many scandals coming out of Owens Mills. I mean, Jesus.
Has there been any others recently?
Justin Tucker. Ever heard of Justin Tucker?
I forgot. What else? Anything else?
We need to get you some ginkgo or something.
Ginkgo biloba?
Great, yeah, my goodness.
It's not on top of my mind.
And listen, I was fascinated by this story all weekend long, like literally just laying in the bed scrolling. And I thought about Jason, right? While I love Jason, I should not be thinking about him on a Saturday or Sunday morning.
Yeah, I am surprised by that.
Can you imagine going on the internet and telling your business like that? Can you imagine going on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram and just bugging out like that? Like, I'm fascinated by the mindset of somebody that would embarrass themselves just to embarrass someone else.
Right. I don't get that either. But some people like that attention, I guess. The ADs.
I guess. You know who? Rom would do it. Rom would definitely do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just was thinking about it all weekend. Like, I didn't get the reason why he was doing it. But I will say I did read everything. I went to the Facebook. I went through Twitter.
Did you find out when he met her? Like, did he meet her when he was a player?
No, but they have this little thing where Steve Smith is, like, walking on to, like, conduct the orchestra or band or whatever they call them
out
there.
Valdez was saying.
Yeah. And he's like, has a little pep in his step and everything. So clearly he was trying to show off that day.
It's hard to look cool in that uniform, by the way, D. It's not a great look. That band uniform, it's a bit nerdy.
I've literally been to a Ravens game before and watched Laura Horsecamp with her saxophone walk right by me.
She's played three different instruments so far. You said trumpet, saxophone, and maybe
it's
one other.
One of them.
I think it's the saxophone. I played the saxophone.
What does she play?
It would be a bad look for Steve Smith to hook up with a tuba player.
Yeah.
They're usually a little bigger. You need a lot of air.
I mean, it's a heavy-ass instrument to lug around, too.
It's hard to be a skinny tuba player, I think. I don't really know.
But. Man, it's just crazy to see how the text escalated, too. Because
you're reading the whole chain? These are like the Tiger texts.
Please, like, wow, you look stunning. About to go work out. I'm getting a little chunky. And then the next thing you know, man, is like...
it's on
0-60.
Next thing you know,
I don't know. Maybe they split up these texts.
But there's no pictures of this girl?
I've seen pictures of her.
Oh, what'd she look like? How's she looking?
Let me see if I find a
picture. What's her name? Nicole
mm-hmm.
Martinez?
Yeah. Here you go, Jason.
All right.
You're trying to grade the quality right. of the
a little better there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see. What do you think NFL Network makes any moves on this?
I'm sure they're not happy.
Oh, no, they're not.
I don't know that they could fire him for that.
That's his own personal life. I mean, it's embarrassing and humiliating, but I don't know that they could really fire him for that. I mean, I guess they could. For embarrassing the network.
Yeah.
But
well, Tony Martinez looks like he's going to be divorcing on, is it Nicole?
What's that?
Nicole.
Well, Steve Smith might be getting divorced.
Yeah, it's probably not great on his home front either.
Yeah. 800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up next.
Drabby.
I don't know what that was.
I don't know either.
Let's talk a little bit about what the Commanders might do at wide receiver and Deami Brown.